This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Numerous news organizations are reporting the U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has chosen a Secretary of Defense. White House correspondent Sagar Magani has this report.
Sources say President-elect Joe Biden is set to make history with his choice to lead the Pentagon. If confirmed, Lloyd Austin would be the nation's first black defense secretary. He's a retired Army four-star general who commanded all coalition troops in Iraq and ran U.S. Central Command. But as a career officer, Austin's choice is likely to face opposition from some in Congress who want a clear line between civilian and military control of the Pentagon, citing Jim Mattis's experience early in the Trump administration. Biden picked Austin over longtime frontrunner Michelle Flournoy, who would have been the Pentagon's first female chief. One source says pressure was building on Biden to pick a candidate of color. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The New York Times is reporting that Christopher Krebs, the Republican former head of the U.S. Cybersecurity and Critical Infrastructure Agency, which was tasked with helping guard the 2020 U.S. presidential election from hackers, has filed a lawsuit against President Donald Trump's campaign and one of his lawyers after he made threatening remarks during a television interview. The lawsuit accuses Trump's lawyer, Joe DiGenova, of a pernicious conspiracy against members of the Republican Party who are speaking truth and conscientiously performing their public duties in the face of election fraud schemes by the White House, according to the report. President Trump has made unsubstantiated claims of widespread electoral fraud and has been trying unsuccessfully to overturn the victory of Democrat Joe Biden. The former official Christopher Krebs has been the target of death threats, according to the New York Times, which said it had reviewed a legal filing. This